Blog Talk Radio.
Show on education, and this is your host, Claudia Dubs. Today I will be talking about volunteering and why it's so important for children and teens to do volunteering. Although first, for more information or questions, you can contact anytime by visiting our website at www.newheightseducation.org or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. And you can call us at 419-786-0247. And to call in any time during the show for questions or just to join into the discussion, you can always call at 347-633-9225. And I do have some announcements. Greg and Sandra Morton return to Saturdays with another episode of the Morton Podcast. Do join them as they discuss the good manners, sports, entertainment headlines, and much more. Tune in, call in, or even join the chat. A former child actor, Scarecrow and Mrs. King, Greg Morton is an author of The Fury of the Bears, Lifting a Foot Forward, a filmmaker and outdoor enthusiast whose unique perspective has challenged him to push the boundaries of what it means to live a balanced life. Together with his wife, Sandra, they tackle new topics and new headlines each week, sharing their love, relationship, and not always equal perspective in an effort to build a more positive and supportive world around us all. Join them mostly every Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and midnight Eastern Standard Time and experience a new perspective, and everything is open for discussion. Tune in, call in, or join the chat. Learn more at www.mortondesignworks.com. Also, dear homeschool and charter school families, the New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literacy Center is offering its biweekly enrichment day classes, which are starting on Friday, October 11th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. classes and are held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Contact us to participate or learn more. And I congratulate the group, New Heights Group, and Pamela on winning Woman in Business 2013 Award, Organization of the Year, Government or Nonprofit Silver Award, and Pamela Clark, Founder and Director, Female Executive of the Year, Government or Nonprofit Bronze Award. There were more than 1,200 applicants from 18 nations which were nominated. We are truly honored to have them chosen this year and extra honored to receive recognition from Women in Business for 2 years in a row. New Student Advisory Group, so congratulations, Pamela. Also, New Student Advisory Group officers were voted in by student members during the November 11th meeting. A president is still needed, but the vice president is also needed. All youth will be working together until these two officers are voted in. Saudi Idez, as in I, am the secretary. Desiree McMillan is the treasurer and news reporter. Estella Mayburns is the historian. Catherine Spangler is the recreation leader, refreshment coordinator. And Tyler Spangler, recreation leader, is the recreation activity leader. Please join us tomorrow for our other host, Kaden Behan's live show at 6 p.m. She will be continuing her mature topic of sex education being taught in public schools. Now, back to today's topic. Volunteering is a great way to experience on something you love to do and learning new skills. It creates many opportunities to do other things. Volunteers can who can have a job, which is big or small, a long-term or short-term job. It really means just to help others while gaining experience without getting paid, showing your kindness to your community. Many places also have volunteering for children, teens, and even adults. You can help a cause, an organization, a school, homeless shelter, animal shelter, hospitals, and a lot more. It is a great way to care for your community and get involved with so much, and there is more to the world than just Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, which we can easily obsess over, and a lot of people have that these days, and that's all they, like half of it they do every day. However, it takes one's time and dedication to do something much more, and that's where we can find remarkable people with talent. Also, colleges aren't always about GPA. They do look at more than just your grades at school. They look at how involved you are with your community, how many extra activities did you participate in, because volunteering is not something that is forced, so it shows that a person has a propensity to find work and the kindness to help help others. This could also include being in bands, sports, and after-school clubs. Personally, I have volunteered at New Heights for a very long time, and I really like it. I learn so many things whenever I'm volunteering, and I have learned many things that I didn't know how to do. Before New Heights, I volunteered at my local library for a month and a half, and it was very easy and it was fun. I met a lot of new people, and all the activities that we did was really fun for me. And, like, Friday was open teen night, which I guess I was a teen, so I could have fun in that, too. So, and I also did short-term volunteering. Like, I volunteered at an Easter egg hunt on Easter, and it was for children, and it was a tremendous amount of fun. Like, I handled children and helped them find candy and prepare and set up the whole activity and put down and clean up. And many of my friends were also volunteering in that, so I had a lot of fun with them also. I'm always looking for fun ways to get myself involved in my community and the world and help others in any way I can, because not only that college likes to see that, and not just because I have nothing else to do, I really enjoy helping others, and I want to in any way I can. So, and best of all, not only can you volunteer physically, you can also do it virtually on a computer. And what I mean by that is online. Many organizations also have work that someone can do online, whether it is managing a website, writing articles or blogs, creating documents, and a lot more. But be safe with online volunteering, and parents do help your children find these opportunities as well. Most of my volunteering is being done online currently, and it is very beneficial. You don't even have to worry about traveling or even moving off the couch, but really you learn as much as you do in physically volunteering. Like I do with Pamela, I'm actually not located in Ohio, so although I'm still volunteering, and it's just as same and just as fun. So physically and virtually, both very much help you in volunteering. Volunteering also provides career experience. When a child is older and they apply for a job and they put their skills and that they have gained from volunteering on their resume, they have a better chance at being hired. To learn more about a career, volunteering can help them get experience in their area of interest and also meet people that also have similar interests. Even if they are not planning on changing careers, volunteering gives them the opportunity to practice important skills used in the workplace, such as teamwork, communication, problem solving, project planning, task management, and organization. Parents are more than welcome to help along with their children. It can be a neighborhood garden that families can help with planting trees and plants, and any event in a church or other religious occasions. This not only helps gain skills, but the children also learn why it's important to do what they are doing. For instance, planting trees and plants, they can learn how they help us and why they are so essential in our lives. Parents are the first role models of children, and I highly encourage parents to help children get involved and also themselves. It will increase the relationship between your children, and you guys can make more connections and have a very good time all together. Some statistics on volunteering. An estimated 15.5 million youth, or 55% of youth ages 12 to 18, participate in volunteer activities. The teen volunteering rate is nearly twice the adult volunteering rate of 29%. Youth contribute more than 1.3 billion hours of community service each year. That's great. I mean, that's so good. The typical youth volunteer contributes 29 hours per year, while adult volunteers typically serve 52 hours per year. That is understandable. We do have school and adults, mostly retired. They have more time that they can volunteer. And I guess it's just how it is. Students who report doing better in school are more likely to be volunteers than students who report doing less well, and are also more likely to have been involved in community service as part of a school activity. Honor Society is also in school, and it also just requires students to get a certain amount of hours, and so that really, I guess, contributes to the amount of teens and youth volunteering. And Honor Society actually is another group at school. It's a club, and I think it's very known throughout the state, and I think it's pretty national. And students get to join in it. At my school, it's actually based on your GPA. If you have a GPA of 3.5 or higher, you can be in the club or the society. And actually, you get a letter asking if you would like to join, and it's not really as if you wanted to join. It's more like an invitation. So I guess I didn't get into it this year because I just have a few points lower than what is required, but hopefully next year I will be, and I really wanted to. I was in middle school, and in middle school they do have it, so it was really fun. Also, a youth from a family where at least one parent volunteered is almost twice as likely to volunteer a youth with no family members who volunteer, and nearly three times as likely to volunteer on a regular basis. So as I said, parents really contribute to the effect on children, and so if you volunteer, that would be great, and it will encourage your children that they should try it too, and you can show them how fun it is to actually get out there and help people. And helping people is actually really fun. You can go to, like, food banks, like shelters, and just YMC, and you can do it globally, helping cause disasters, and it's actually really fun. Schools also have many volunteer opportunities, so do look out for that. And some websites that you can check out are dosomething.org. It's a great website for children and teens. It's mostly where children and teens help each other overcome struggles like bullying or family issues, any stress or depression. And it also has great campaigns that help causes and that people can start in their own communities. So you can start your own in your own community, and it gets you started. Another one is volunteermatch.org, and that's where I found most of my volunteer opportunities. New Heights also offers many in-person and online volunteer opportunities. You can visit our website to learn more. And, yes, that will be it for today. And my show topic for next week will be on Thanksgiving. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and stay safe. And tune in next time.
made me.